Hi guys, it's Kara, host of Everyone's Business But Mine. And let's be real, one thing that makes the show possible is by selling sponsorships to advertisers. One way you can support us in getting more sponsors is by telling us a little bit more about yourself. You can do that by filling out a quick survey at the link in the show description. Plus, your answers are anonymous. They'll help us learn what you love most about the show and how to make it even better. The questions will ask you about the things that help advertisers understand the audience. It'll only take a few minutes, and it's an easy way to help the show. So you can find the link in the show description. Thank you so much, and stay tuned for the rest of the show.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Your role is going to be the flower boy.
Oh.
Deciding on groomsmen has been a little bit of a process. I mean, I have a lot of friends.
Is it a demotion? It feels a little like a demotion.
I mean, I'm like, this is how I really deep down feel. Lindsay didn't want to be.
To another episode of Everyone's Business But Mine with me, Kara Berry. Today we're talking Summer House, and I am joined by the one and only Danny Pellegrino. Hi, Danny.
Kara, hi. How are you? I'm so happy to be here and to talk about Summer House.
I'm so happy that you're here because, yeah, you have not been covering this season on your show, and I've been like itching because I think this has been such a great season, so juicy. Yeah.
It has been good, and honestly, I need to talk about it because I've been in a little funk. Because I've been getting a lot of people yelling at me online lately or this week because of my Vanderpump takes, and I don't even think my Vanderpump takes are controversial. I'm firmly on Team Ariana and love her, but it's become my problem with these shows in sort of generalities is when it becomes just one storyline on the show where then the audience sort of takes the lead of the show. So, you know, it's happened on like Jersey, for instance, where it's like the audience, you have to be either fully team Melissa or fully team Teresa.
Right.
And it just starts, it sucks a lot of the fun out of watching these shows and recapping these shows because people get so mad if you say anything against either one of those. So it becomes no fun to recap, I think. And so I wish all of the shows had more layers and had a few feuds going on or a few things going on so that we can watch and have a little more fun. But in general, I think with reality TV, we need to have some fun and some light and not take it too seriously. But with that said, I just hope everyone knows how much I love Ariana. And I didn't think it was that so... I didn't think I said anything against that, but people.
Right. We're brothers in arms with this, our team Ariana and our love for her. And I'm just very confused as to like why there is even another option. I'm just not getting it. I'm not understanding like what is Sandoval doing that is redemptive? Like, okay, you don't like Ariana. You think she's miserable, but what is he doing that's good? Because I'm not seeing it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're not seeing, I know. And I even saw like a deleted scene. Did you see the deleted scene that came out where it's like,
with Kyle and Schwartz?
With Kyle and Schwartz, and they're sitting at dinner and he's wearing the most ridiculous outfit too, by the way.
Oh, that sweater vest that he got from the set of 10-15.
Yeah. But it's like, he can't help himself. I mean, it's like literally if he can't help himself in any scene.
Yeah, he's
It's
vile.
like impossible for him.
He's vile. And the only good thing that came out of that scene was that Schwartz is such a tell. Like, you can see it written all over his face that he also thinks this is bullshit. Like, he's not going to say it, obviously, because he's a pussy. But he knows that this is stupid.
Yeah. Do you ever see the after show, too, where he's just, like, staring off in the distance when Tom is, the other one is talking?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Like,
every time, Kara, they cut to the, like, there's a three on the after show. It's Jax, Tom, and Tom. And every time you see Tom Sandoval talking, they'll cut to Schwartz. And it swear he's having like a midlife mental crisis as he's talking every single time.
Yeah, you can see his essence leave his body. Yeah. Like, he just doesn't want to be there. It's wild. But yeah, you're right. We have so much like layered drama and mess with Summer House. So let's get into it. My first question for you, though, is like, when you heard the news that, you know, the production came down to that apartment and they ended their engagement on camera, what was your like immediate thought in terms of like who might be responsible
at
for
fault.
The breakup?
Well, initially, of course, I've always loved Lindsay on the show. To me, Lindsay is like one of the great reality stars of our time. So all of what I'm about to say, I just hope that we remember that too. Like, I love Lindsay for TV and I'm so grateful for all that she's given us over the time. But of course, when I heard that, I thought, oh, she got bamboozled. Like, why would they have cameras? That's too personal. And even though we are watching reality TV, I thought it's kind of dark-sided. And I was also skeptical, and I don't know if you feel this way, but since the scandal, I feel skeptical of everything on this network, because I wonder how much people are trying to maybe recreate or have their own scandal moment. So I feel like I'm looking at everything through that lens, and maybe I shouldn't be, and maybe that's me being crazy. But so that's what I was looking at, and I was fully Team Lindsay. And then as the season of Summer House has gone on, I am just noticing, and I'm starting to see, like, I'm starting to understand why both of them even would want cameras there, because the cameras obviously have missed certain things. There's been moments in like Ubers, which drive me nuts that they aren't in production vans as they're leaving these clubs. But I understand there, it seems to be like a lot of he said, she said, and so we need the cameras there to figure all of this out. But so I think as the season's gone on, I have shifted a little bit more to understanding like why Carl would want the cameras there. And also I think like how Lindsay is handling his sobriety is really strange. And also looking at it through the lens of they're about to get married, it just seems wild that this is like right before their wedding. Like, both of them should have ran. I can't believe that we're months away, or I don't know when the show is, maybe a couple weeks away from their wedding. And yet they were still going to go through with it, which is crazy.
I would say like the only thing that's missing from this season is that they should have a 24 style like TikTok counter to be like, this is when the wedding's happening. So when we see all this like dysfunction, they're like, ding, 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 like 3 months left, 2 months left, 3 weeks left. It's an absolute disaster. Yeah, I think like I came out like when we had the cocaine Carl allegations, I was like, oh man, girl.
Yeah.
You know. To quote Ariana Maddox, you in danger, girl. But like, I am seeing more, and like, I'm maybe, okay. So we start off last episode, right? Where Paige is kind of sunk her claws into Lindsay. I think this was a little bit tactical and less like, oh, I really want to be friends with you, and more like, I want to get the tea on camera, girl. Mm-hmm. And I salute Paige for that. But she asks her like, do you really think you should be getting married to Carl right now? Like, y'all got like 5 minutes left. And Lindsay's saying, you know, I see red flags, but they're not red enough. And maybe that's naive of me, but I do think this is growing pains. And, you know, we're both so willing to work on it. And this is like the sort of talk that people have when the ship is sinking. Like, we're fighting for this. Like, we're willing to work on it. We're always coming back to each other, which is like, oh, girl, what does that even mean?
Yeah. And by the way, I also just have to say that, like, a scene with Paige and Lindsay is like anti-chemistry. Like, the two of them have zero chemistry together. Like, they very clearly despise each other. And they might have these scenes where they get along or kind of see the other person's point of view. But I know we've been watching them. What did Paige say this week? Like, they've known each other 6 years or something. And yet they still have anti-chemistry, the two of them. It's like seeing them interact was weird to my eyes. And when Paige said that, I was like, I can't believe they've been on the show this long, and yet they still seem to have zero relationship.
Same thing with watching Lala and Sandoval. It's like, or Lala with Shorts. Like, what? You guys hate each other.
I hate that we keep going back to Vanderpump Rules, but that is sort of the maddening thing with Lala being friendly with Tom. It's like, it just doesn't make sense narratively. And so I've always felt like, yes, the show needs to move forward and we need to bridge these gaps and stuff, but maybe they should have gone back to the drawing board for how to bridge those gaps, because that doesn't track to anyone who's watched this show of like, well, why would Lala be friends with him? Even if she wanted to forgive, which that's a totally separate conversation. Like, you could forgive and be civil and work together, whatever, but to be Lala being the one to bridge that gap just doesn't make sense to the audience. So I don't understand that. Like, Sheena to me makes sense in some ways.
Right. But because Sheena Lala wants to be a friend to everybody, but Lala doesn't care like that. We know that.
So yeah, that behavior is pretty consistent with what we've seen of Sheena throughout the years, of her kind of riding the fence or trying to be friends with everyone or whatever. But with Lala, she's always been very black or white with situations. And so to see her now wading through the gray is hard, but I don't know. I also keep saying, like, I don't know. There must be something else. Like, I feel like there must be other things
that are missing.
Maybe we must not be getting it.
There must be. I'm very confused. But yeah, like, this is like Lindsay and Paige are like another set of unlikely animal friends. Like, how did you guys break out of the farm and hang out with each other? But yeah, I mean, she's like, Paige pretty much wraps it up completely. Like, Lindsay's living in this fantasy of the Lifetime movie that is, this guy was my friend. I had all these shitty relationships and now I met him. We looked at each other across the wedding and like, great. And yeah, it does sound great in a movie, but you guys don't like each other. Like, this is real life.
Yeah, they definitely despise each other. And a thing that I think happens with the Bravo couples is that there's all this outside excitement. As Paige had pointed out in the confessional, they start to get brand deals together. They start to do work together. They're appearing together at events and BravoCon or live shows, or, you know, in all of these Bravo relationships, that tends to happen when they date each other. And then the fan bases get excited about it. So you look at someone like Ashley when she had a little dalliance with Luke, Ashley from Potomac, and they had a thing, or Giselle having the boyfriend, and then they start to appear on each other's shows. So then
whatever his name was. Uh-huh.
then they're like getting more money because they're also appearing on each other's shows. And so you think in the start of a relationship, you might move slowly, but when you're starting it on television, then you're sort of being thrown together. Or even look at John Jansen and Alexis Bellino. It's like that relationship is so, I know that it's also like dark-sided when you really pick it apart, but it's weird that they're showing up to events together. And I was at a DirecTV thing where like John was walking the red carpet and I was like, why is he walking? Like, what is going on?
Right.
They also just started dating. It's like weird to be start dating and then to be like going to red carpets and stuff together as a couple and having people online and being interviewed together, or it's all weird.
People are like making TikTok fan cams of your relationship. Like, it's all very intoxicating. I can understand that, how you get wrapped up in the fervor of your relationship. But
I saw a TikTok of Ariana and Tom like set to Taylor Swift music, and it was like clips of their relationship. And by the end of it, I was like, oh my God, that's so sad. But like, I can't believe that. Yeah, it's like, that's the kind of thing that a lot of when they pair up or whatever, they're getting.
Yeah.
And so I understand. And Lindsay, by the way, we also have to know that she's a PR girly. Like, we know that she's
an ex.
Well, that's what it says. But she at least has to have some knowledge of like the ins and outs. I just think she's very media trained. And
in some ways, I would agree with you.
You're right. You're right. As I'm saying, and I'm getting it.
So speaking of people who get wrapped up into things, like Kyle's commitment to sending it and being Evel Knievel and this costume that he's in is like, it's culminating in Wes and Craig running around finding ramps and tires so that they can push him into a pool while he's on a tricycle.
Oh my God.
I mean,
he's got to get rid of that mullet. I'm sorry. I hate to point out someone's looks, but I feel like I've just moved past the mullet. Like, I need something. I don't know. I need something else.
I would like to switch it up. Seeing flashbacks of him, like, oh yeah, he did look normal at one point. Like,
yeah,
it's interesting.
And he's so handsome. I think Kyle's one of the most handsome guys. Like, he's very handsome, but I'm just tired of the mullet. And also, I get it. I do feel a little ick when I see him super drunk, because it just feels like it's been a long time that I've been watching him get super drunk.
For sure. And the slurring, the Dorinda, you know, like it's just a lot. And but Amanda's like not into him. She's like, he's getting out of the pool. She's disgusted. I'm seeing your little dick through your unitard. Please change. Like, I don't want to deal with this. And she says in a confessional, like, this is our thing. Kyle will annoy the shit out of me. I build a bridge and get over it. I'm like, when has that happened, Amanda?
Yeah. She definitely hates him, right? Like, hates him with a passion.
Clearly.
Do you think that's a situation too, where they got wrapped up in a relationship on television, and so they just kept going forward and going forward, and now we're at this point where they might be looking around, or she might be looking around and thinking, like, what the fuck did I get into?
You know, with them, I think it's less the TV and more like, I feel like Amanda comes from, as somebody who comes from a broken home, I see people with like happily married parents, and it's just like a very different worldview and perspective where, and it's not a bad thing. It's just like y'all had a healthy lifestyle, and I've only known chaos, you know? So I see her want to mirror what her parents have. And I don't even know if that's like possible even in 2024. Right. And I'm very, there are a lot of conversations that they clearly have not had. I do think that, like, because they, I think it might be more of like a Schwartz and Katie situation where it's like, we have so much wrapped up in this. It's not so much that like people are hyping us up. It's just harder to like untangle ourselves from what we've done, you know?
And they're sort of in a hell of their own making too, because I think on some level, if they leave the show and have kids, which seems to be what Amanda's interested in, then that means leaving the show. I don't imagine Bravo keeping them around as they're raising kids. And it doesn't make sense narratively for them to be leaving every weekend or bringing a baby into the summer house.
Right.
And so I also feel like there's this weird underlying thing with them of like, we kind of can't have kids yet, even though maybe we're ready to, or she really wants to. And it's like, how many more seasons can we go on where Amanda's kind of putting up with that?
Right. But I almost wonder, like, is this something that Amanda like really truly wants right now? Or is it something that she knows is an issue? And she's like, let's, you know, like, let's just call it before. I think they need to call this relationship.
They need to call it. Yep. I mean, before they move to Jersey. They need to
but please, before you get hop on that bridge, please call.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This
could you see them joining any other show, like, because they are sort of getting older and it feels like they're more in the housewives phase of life? So
before we had the Roni reboot, I was like, Lindsay and Amanda should like be part of the girls, but now that I've seen how they work, I'm like, this wouldn't really be a fit. So I don't know. I really love the idea of a Us in the City show, like the kids in the city, the adults back in the city. I like seeing them like hang out and doing whatever they're doing. So I could see a spinoff where they're just
I think the ratings are not, I don't know that they would spin them off. I just think I also don't think they fit really anywhere else. I mean, I was thinking about them moving to Jersey when Amanda said that, and I'm like, could I see them on Jersey Housewives? And I cannot at all.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah, not and then cool. You're right with New York. I obviously that doesn't feel right either.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what they're gonna do.
I bet you they have such conversations behind the scenes of like, well, we're fucked if we have kids. Like,
yeah,
I don't think they would ever. I would love to see those conversations, because that to me is the juiciest part of these whole of the shows, is behind the scenes mechanics. And I would just love to know kind of at least where their head's at, like, or at least the conversations of, yeah, I want a kid, or he doesn't, or she doesn't, but we know that if we do, then obviously we're not going to be able to stay on the show, or it wouldn't make sense narratively for this show. I would love to hear those conversations.
I do feel like we get like a not breaking the fourth wall version of that with Carl and Lindsay, because it's always like, we don't know what's going to happen next summer. So we need to make the best of it now, which I think Carl's more sweating over that. Like, I'm probably not going to be here. Like, this could be my last summer. So could I not be miserable? That would be nice.
And then, by the way, I also am so curious of when there has to be a shift at some point where Bravo says we either need to get rid of some of these people or just like fully invest in the old guard and keep following them. But I don't know.
Yeah. And again, also talking about last season, I was seeing like Gabby and Sam, and I'm like, oh, these two girls are the future, and we're going about to phase out these old kids. Like, real quick.
But they're not.
I
would like to know more. Gabby, I'm like, she's there, but I feel like I'm not getting to know anything about her. And I wish they would like give us a little something about her.
Yeah. Like, it seems like they just use Gabby as like Lindsay's friend. Like, she's often like, if Lindsay needs another room to sleep in, she can go there and vent to her and drink Hampton water. And, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on. There's a lot to Gabby, but yeah, you're right. I feel like we're not getting it. She's just Lindsay's friend.
Yeah, I don't think we've learned anything about Gabby this season.
No.
At all.
No.
Other than she's friends with Lindsay, which, by the way, I'm not sure that I even think they're that close of friends. Right. I mean, when I'm looking at chemistry on screen, I don't really feel a lot of chemistry when Lindsay and Gabby are talking. Like, we do get scenes where it's like Lindsay's in Gabby's room and talking about Carl, but I don't get any friendship chemistry from those two. It feels very much like we're friends on the show and I need a sounding board, and they keep telling us they're friends, but it's like, you know, on these shows when they tell us they're such good friends and then somebody leaves the show and then all of a sudden we find out they never really were friends. They didn't keep in touch. They didn't like each other.
Right.
It's all a bunch of bullshit. Or how they even were brought onto the show. Sorry, I'm getting upset.
No.
Because that's a thing too, where it's like they try to fool us into thinking that so-and-so is this person's friend. They were brought on here. Or I just happened on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills where I saw an interview with Anna Marie. I only saw a clip. I didn't listen to it. I saw a clip on TikTok. She's a
fucking loser. I'm saying that right now on mic. She's a loser, and she's trying to say like, oh, I love trans people, but no, you don't. You're transphobic, okay? And you're a loser, okay?
I didn't understand. I saw that a couple clips on TikTok of an interview, and I didn't understand. I didn't think she did herself any favors, but I don't get her.
Exactly. I've not understood a single thing. Her acting like Crystal was the one who was bringing all these whack storylines and using her. Like, get real. I'm so glad she's.
I know. But I saw a clip where she was saying something about being who she brought her on the show. But then she was like, well, I just met her at the same time as I met this other one. And I was like, they fucking try to present these situations as if they were friends before filming or they knew each other or something. And then we find out later, it's like they just met at a party once, or they introduced them at a party once.
We're tricked. We don't need that. Like, I don't need to, for you guys to like build up some sort of fake organic reason why they came on the show. You can just bring them in. I'm fine.
Right, just say, we think this person might be messy, so we introduce them to the cast.
Exactly. I'm totally fine with that. Let's switch subjects to West and Sierra. Are you loving Sierra as much as I am this season?
I am, for the first time. I love her. I mean, I felt like we didn't get to know anything about Sierra other than she was a nurse for the longest time. And so, or that situation with Austin, which obviously was not a good look. And I think she obviously regrets it too. But I love this. I feel like we're getting to know a little bit about her family life. And then also, I love West, and I'm sure he'll let us down in the future because all the men on Bravo do. But for right now, I find him great. And I think their relationship is easy breezy, beautiful. And and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I like it too. I do appreciate West understanding that he really does not want to come up as a fuckboy and be like, yeah, like, this is moving a little bit slower than I would prefer, I'm going to keep doing it in pursuit of her, but like, you know, I am a man.
Just want to wait too long.
So then we have probably like our biggest point of contention in the season or this episode is that Carl and Kyle go into this prop car at the party, and Carl's like, hey man, like Lindsay and I are getting married in November. I really want you to be part of our wedding. I would love for you to be a flower boy, not even by yourself, with Andrea and Luke. And Kyle's like, wait, wait, are you having groomsmen? And Carl says, yeah.
That was shocking to me. I could not believe that. First of all, so crazy that he's not a fish. That's not in the wedding. You could bullshit us all you want. That's not technically in the wedding.
No.
I will not believe that you're part of the groomsmen party or the, you know, I don't think you're in the party if you're a flower boy.
You're not.
And it's like insulting. It's weird. And it also makes me question, like, did production just say we needed them in the wedding and Carl didn't want to do it or something? And I know Carl kind of threw Lindsay under the bus, but that's another issue that I have with Carl. I know I was, you know, I see his point, but then I hear Carl say something like that. And it's like, Carl, if grow a backbone in some direction with Lindsay or with Kyle, but it just seems so weird. And I would have been offended if I was Kyle. And quite frankly, I don't think I would do it. It's like insulting to say, oh, be with a flower boy. That's not a real position. Hire a small child to do that.
Exactly. What do you,
three grown men, two male models and Kyle.
Right. And I think also, like, if it were me, even if I was on the show and I was Kyle hearing this, I'd be like, oh, you just want to like, oh, like these are the dumbasses from our show. Remember? Like, I would feel very, like insulted and like, it's a little demeaning. Yeah. I did not love Carl saying, you know, Lindsay didn't explicitly say this, but I'm getting vibes that she doesn't want Kyle in the wedding.
Yeah. I feel like back in the day there used to be a mandate from Bravo if you got married on camera. I feel like I'm talking all behind the scenes stuff, which is probably so annoying.
No, I love it.
But I think there used to be a mandate where it was like you need to have another cast member in your wedding if you're going to get married on camera. So we've seen so many wedding specials. I think like Tamara's wedding special where she had Heather Dubrow, and then they weren't really friends after that, or you know, it's all convenience,
right?
And so I don't think we need that, though. It's like, let Carl and Lindsay just get married. If they don't want to have Kyle or any of these guys in the wedding, so be it. But this weird sort of in-between of the flower boy. But I was also sort of disappointed just in Kyle as a reality star for not getting more upset about it. And maybe he'll blow up about it in the future. But I just was hoping for a better response because it was shocking. And Paige gave us the shocking response when she heard about it. But I'm like, where's Kyle's response? Or even Amanda, when Paige brought it up to Amanda, and Amanda was like, yeah, it is kind of weird, right? And I thought, no, this is a moment. You guys could have all had such a great reality TV reaction to this, and nobody's giving it to me.
You're completely right. I think that Kyle was really trying to be like, it's fine. I'm fine. Like, I don't have a problem with this. Like, and he's even telling Andrea, like, no, I'm totally cool, but like, it is a little bit insulting because I've known him like way longer than you, but I'm like cool with it. Like, I'm fine. Like, I do think there's a point where he already told Lindsay last week, I love you and I want your relationship to work. So now he knows he can't pop off.
Yeah. Also, I loved how Andrea like didn't understand it until Kyle was like, oh yeah, it's not normal to have us as a flower boy.
He landed straight off of the plane from Italy and was like, just happy to be there. What's a flower boy doing?
I love him. I miss him and love him. Where the fuck was Luke? I was like, if Luke's going to be a flower girl in this wedding, why isn't he with the group?
I want the full himbo group back together. The triumvirate. Yeah. I need that. I need that in my life.
Do you think that other guy is invited to the wedding? What was the one Lindsay dated first season? Did they become friends? Do you think Everett's going to be at the wedding? Or was he invited to the wedding?
She went to his wedding like in the wake of their breakup. You know, like she pulled an Ariana and went to that international wedding. That was Everett's wedding. No, it wasn't Everett's wedding, but they have been. They're friends. Okay,
so he probably was invited. I would like to know like the guest list. I also want to know like what Bravo celebrities from other shows were invited. I want to know the whole thing.
I really would like to know too. I went to that that resort and it's very nice. So I'd recommend it.
I remember doing Gibson John's show. Uh-huh. We love Gibson, and he invited me on his show when he was at their wedding venue. I guess this was when it was supposed to be, and I I forget exactly what happened, but I think like some people weren't able to be refunded for the rooms or something. And so a lot of people went. And I remember him saying like there were other, I don't know, maybe like Sheena and Brock were there, whoever was there having a vacation because the thing was canceled. I would have been so pissed. I would have been so pissed if I bought a ticket because people, I don't know, unless you're really, really rich, it's like, I don't have the money to be vacationing every second. And so if I spend money to go to a wedding and then you cancel the wedding and then I have to make that place my vacation simply because I was forced to, I'd be so fucking pissed.
And those all-inclusives are not cheap at all. So I would have been really mad about that too. I just want to talk about Paige and Craig bed bugging it up in that bed, just gossiping.
Where do you stand on Paige?
Okay, so I've always been like Paige neutral, leaning towards negative, but like fine. I've always thought, much like we feel about Lindsay, that she's necessary for the show. I know she's very polarizing. I don't really feel that so much, but I think she's really like coming into her own. I think she's a great narrator for the show. I think she's very funny in her confessionals. Yeah. And she knows how to like move a storyline.
Right.
I appreciate her. Do you like her or no?
Yeah, I love her, but I know that's not popular. And there was definitely a couple seasons where I wasn't so loving Paige, but yeah, I do think Paige is great. And I keep saying this, but I feel like she's wittier than people give her credit for.
I agree. I think she's very funny. I think like the way she processes what's happening is like great for the show. Great.
She's got a little bit of an X factor or something that sometimes reality stars don't have. And
yes,
I like that.
I agree. Something like she's clearly ready for television.
And I honestly, I think the times that I didn't love Paige was kind of early in the relationship with Craig, because that at that time, I really also didn't like Craig. And I felt like Craig was really terrible for a couple of years there on Southern Charm, for people who watch Southern Charm. There was like one reunion he showed up where the hair was a mess and he was just, he was like acting like such an asshole. Don't you remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like hated him so much at that time. And I liked him before that, but then it was like a couple seasons where he was just a complete monster, I thought.
Yeah.
And so it was right around the time, or maybe right before Paige got with them or around there. And so that I was just like, man, Craig's the worst. How could anyone like him? And so now I think I get it a little more. And so maybe that helps me love Paige.
Yeah. More. Yeah. I'm with you. And I mean, like as of last episode, started liking Paige and Craig's relationship and really believing that it's like a true thing that they've got roots in. So,
and genuinely, I will say that it feels, at least as a viewer, that Craig has matured over the years. It feels like he's grown and changed.
Yeah.
And he's doesn't seem like the same person, which is so rare on these shows. And so to see that is nice. I feel like he's just become, and I kind of want that for Carl. I hate to go back to Carl, but there is something with Carl that, although I do understand him filming the breakup and all that stuff, there is some like weird career stuff with Carl that is
are
big red flags to me. And for him to still be at this point unsure, there's like an arrested development that happened a little bit with Carl. And I hope that he goes by the way of Craig and is able to kind of get it together and mature. And I'm not talking about the sobriety thing, but the career specifically, where he's, and hiring of the career coach, I'm like, what the fuck are we doing here? It's like crazy to me.
These are the sorts of jobs I'm like, can I do that? Can I scam people at $1,000 a month?
Like, what did he say? Didn't they say, was it like a lot of money, right?
20
didn't
grand
he say
for 6 months.
20K.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking nuts, Kara. And everyone breezed past it. And actually, I would like us to talk about this for at least 45 minutes, because what the fuck was going on? That you have 20K to be giving a career coach, and then you didn't even come out of that 6 months with the exact plan. Like, what the fuck was happening for those 6 months then with that 20K? Like, you should have invested that 20K in stocks, and you would have been better off career wise than throwing it down the drain of a career person that didn't obviously help you with any of your career. You still seem to be just as lost as you were the minute before. And now we're seeing you kind of trying to tiptoe and wonder if you should be working with Loverboy again, or you should be opening a bar. Like, he's got all these different ideas. And I'm like, you need to fucking settle on an idea, or just be on this TV show, dedicate your life to being a reality star or something. But it's like very irresponsible. If that was my significant other and we're starting a family together and I find out that he throws 20K down the road when we have to start our life together and you threw 20K. And it did seem like Lindsay was being kind of reasonable as she was talking to him about that, of like,
yeah,
well, you threw away 20,000 or something. Cause I would have been way more pissed if that was my person that threw away 20K for a fucking person that didn't even give me any answers.
Like, did we even get a poster board out and do a vision board? Like, is there something tangible that we got out of these 6 months? I would love to know. But here's my other question for you. So at the end of the episode, Kyle pulls out these non-alcoholic Loverboy cans to show Carl and tell him, like, hey, man, if you want to do like a side thing with us, we're more than happy to have you on board. And Kyle says in a confessional something that caught my ear, which is that he's always wanted Carl to do this. This has been, like, obviously a long time in the making since he's got the cans, right? And yeah, last season started with their issues and Carl not quite knowing, like, what his job was, and then he leaves. But I'm thinking, if this has been in the making since last summer, why didn't he just transition then instead of, like, this weird back and forth? Just be like, I would like to be on the non-alcoholic division and I want this to be my job. That's what, like, why did we?
I don't even think the two of them should be working together. I think the non-alcoholic thing is a great idea. Like, it is on trend and that all makes sense.
Yeah.
But if Kyle, we heard last season, Kyle thought Carl was lazy and like wasn't showing up to meetings, and that was when he was sober, right? Like, that was, am I wrong, or maybe I'm mistaking that?
Yeah, it seemed to me, my theory was that they had been like going out on the road and doing like appearances and stuff, and then I think things got mixed up and they didn't know if like Carl was actually on the sales division or if he was just supposed to be doing these appearances. And then the people who were actually working at Loverboy are like, hey, Carl's got all these accounts that we're losing. And this is not great. But I also feel like I do blame Carl for that a lot, because they came onto that season where Kyle said, I tried to have this conversation with him before we came into the house, and Carl just didn't want to do it. And like, he just couldn't nut up. And that is very frustrating.
Right. Right.
You figure it out, kid.
Have you had the Lover Boy yet? I still have not tried one.
You haven't? Yeah,
no, I know.
I have an espresso martini in my refrigerator as we speak. I've tried like a few of them. I will say, the espresso martini one is very sweet. You might want to cut it with actual espresso because it's very sweet. And I have like a big sweet tooth. The other ones are good, but they have to be really cold, like really cold, practically frozen, but they're fine.
Okay.
You know?
I did try one time to order them and it was expensive to deliver. I was like on Drizzly or I don't know where the fuck I was, but
yeah,
it said like a large amount to ship. And I was like, that's okay.
Yeah. I think they're a lot more widely available now. You might want to try it. I might check it out.
I should never try these alcohol. They're never good. They're just never good. And I've been down this road before with all of the wines and Wines by Wives.
Oh my God. Did you actually try Wines by Wives?
Back in the day. Yeah. Remember Wines by Wives? It literally just entered my head after all these years. I totally forgot about it. It strangely was in the back of my brain as we were talking. Yes, I did try Wines by Wives, Tamron. I've tried them all. They're all piss water. I mean, none of them are good. And I've been tricked every time.
Have you tried Jules? What happened to my pistachio Wanstein's Modern Alchemy? Because I did.
I have not. No, how was that?
I described it as like fancy pond water. Like, it just felt like they had dipped a cup in a pond and maybe filtered it.
Sure.
And then put it in a bottle.
Probably the same pond that I got black water from. Remember that?
Almost certainly.
What the fuck? I mean, all of these are crazy. I don't know why did they all go into drinks? I guess because of Bethany and... But it's like they're all went into cocktails or drinks, and it's crazy. Luann had like a frosé. There's been a lot of them that have come and gone.
What happened to frosé?
They all kind of just disappear one day. I don't even know if some of them are released.
Rosé line. PK had one.
Did he really? That sounds right. I feel like they go on these press tours and talk about it, and then they never actually exist.
Never hear from them again.
You can never get them again. I had the Ramona Pina Grigio at one point. Remember that one?
Oh yeah.
I feel like I've tried them all.
I really tried hard to get tipsy girl Sonia's, but it was very hard to find, even in Manhattan.
Yeah,
Really hard to find.
the Toms had a whiskey, didn't they? Or
Oh yeah.
do?
Good lovin'.
Good
I don't know
lovin'.
a single person who's gotten that, but I've seen the bottles.
I think they're all drug fronts. I feel like they're all maybe drug fronts
Money
allegedly because it
laundering.
doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And they just disappear and we never really get answers.
Oh
I think
man.
I did a whole interview with Luann about her frosé and I don't even think it was released. Like, I mean, the interview was, but I don't think the product was.
I almost certainly listen to that. I'm gonna do your noise. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Where am
I
I?
really think, like, because you know, as when you interview, sometimes like the PR will reach out and be like, "This person's got a new whatever. Would you like to interview them?" And you're like, "Okay, if we could talk about whatever else, then yes."
Right.
And I'm thinking back on a lot of them that I've had on to promote products, and I'm like, "Where the fuck are the products now?
A great question. Have them back to be like, where is it? Where
What
can we
happened to
actually
that?"
find this? So before we finish this, I have like just a couple questions for you. So we find out that the guys, after they went to this suit fitting for Carl, had like some sort of guys' night. Kyle stumbled into the house at 3 o'clock and Amanda's pissed off, right? So we're in weekend two. There are things that are bubbling under the surface, right? So they have a dinner, this Italian-themed dinner, because Andrea's there. And
Italian week on Bravo too, because we had the Capri night over on the Valley. Like
oh, right.
we're doing lots of
Capri.
theme dinners.
Capri
Capri,
with
we're doing a
Jesse.
lot of theme dinners.
So somebody asked Amanda about the house.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
My first question for you is, as somebody who is in a long-term relationship, is I always say that like if you guys are not on the same page about wanting to have kids and that's a deal breaker, you should not be in a relationship. Do you feel the same way about location? Because it's very obvious during this conversation that Amanda's really ready to skip to the bridge and have room for the dogs and not have to walk at night in the city and not be scared. And but Kyle's like, but I love our apartment and I don't want to leave. Like, don't. And also,
I think it's imperative. It's imperative. You
yeah.
have to, and it's all about future too, right? It's like you have to want the same things for the future.
Right. And Amanda also, what did she say? I can't remember, but oh, she's upset about the partying and the fact that he came home late. And she says in a confessional, I got with Kyle because he was this fun, exciting, super social butterfly, and he took me out of my shell a little bit, but I kind of thought that eventually he would chill out. And here he is, 41, taking a tricycle into the pool. And I do kind of feel like this is what Carl and Lindsay should be looking forward to in their future. Like, you guys are all couples who went into this relationship thinking, I kind of like this about somebody, or I don't like this, but I do think that they're going to change because of our relationship. And it's not happening.
Kara,
It
they're
feels
all
very naive.
yep. And honestly, more and more I'm realizing they're all just in a hell of their own making. And I'm noticing that, like, they're all stuck on shows. And so their lives can't move forward properly. And it looks like a nightmare. And they're all having a film with exes. And it's like, you gotta film with an ex. If you're on a TV show with them, you're gonna have to film with each other. And in real life, you probably should move yourself out of these situations. Or you would in real life, but
Right.
it's like they're all stuck in hell, and it's sad. It's
Yeah,
sad.
I loved seeing the reaction of everybody was when Amanda was like, this house is just going to be an investment property because Kyle doesn't want to leave. So I don't have to go back to my parents. I'll just be there for like a week or a month. And they're like, what?
Oh my
A month at
God.
a time?
Yeah, they need to figure something. I don't think they make. Wait, do you feel like I get a lot of feedback that I'm ageist when I say like Kyle sometimes being in his 40s, I don't know, and seeing him get so drunk like that, like I do feel like he is too old to be doing that. But then people say it's ageist, and I do think everyone should be able to party when they want and stuff. But to see it every weekend, it feels kind of dark to me.
It feels dark to me as well. And I also feel like there's a subtext of like, obviously, Amanda, she's saying, I can't sleep when he's gone because she's afraid that he's cheating, right? Like,
Yeah, 'cause he has.
yeah.
'Cause he's
And
had
I
them
think
before.
if he did not have this history of like getting too sloppy and bad behavior, then maybe we would feel differently. But it is getting a little old, you know? Like,
Yeah.
how many times can we send it? How often are we going to be losing our voices every weekend for screaming?
Yeah, and it's like a it's not just like a tipsy. It's like we're every week I feel like he's pissing on the yard and talking gibberish, or we see him at night too. There are these weird camera moments that happen with Kyle where it's like everybody else has gone to sleep and he's in the kitchen talking to himself while he's eating Doritos or some shit. And
When Amanda
it's like
called him and is like,
that's
"Where are
weird.
you?" He was like, "I'm eating cherries and listening to Hans Zimmer." What?
Yeah,
Where was
and if that happened on Housewives with like a housewife husband, we would all look at it and be like that husband, that's a grown man. And it's maybe if it happened once, we would find it comical. Like Bill Aden, I don't know why he's popping in my head on New Jersey, but there's been like one or two times where he's gotten so drunk at a party
right.
and
People
we
are having
find
to
it kind
cart
of
him out.
funny and
Yeah.
they've had to cart him out. But if he were to be doing that every single episode, I think we would look at that a little weird. But with Kyle, maybe because it's Summer House and this younger show and some of the other people, but I feel like it's so weird.
It
I
is.
don't know, people are
It's a
gonna yell at
lot.
me for that too. So who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares anymore?
So yeah, I love when they were talking about, let's just add, they were talking about the kids and the potential of having kids. And Kyle says, I thought maybe we would move out of the city when the kids got old enough for us to do play dates and things like that. And Amanda looks at him and says, but you're not going to be the one doing the day-to-day parenting.
Yeah.
And then Paige says, you might not even be the daddy,
By the
which
way,
does
also,
kill me.
yeah, she maybe he shouldn't be. But also, what is the long-term plan here? Because I don't get it. I don't get where they go. Because if yes, he has Lover Boy, but without the show, is Lover Boy? And I'm just posing this question to you: is Lover Boy successful enough to withstand Kyle not being on the show? Because without Kyle on the show, I don't think they're going to be drinking that every weekend. I don't think they're all going to be stocking the fridge up with Lover Boy and it's going to be getting a commercial every week.
Right.
So does that, is that a situation too? Or do you think it can survive post Summer House if Summer House gets canceled or they get rid of those people?
Honestly, like with how often I see them in the store, I kind of think they'll be okay.
Okay.
But I
Okay.
wouldn't blame Kyle for thinking that they wouldn't be okay. Like I could see
Yeah.
why he would think that and be a little freaked out. Yeah, you're right. Like there's so much wrapped up in this show and in their relationship that like how the hell are you, how are you guys going to get out of this?
They're just fucked. I mean,
Yeah.
it's not quite yet as fucked as they will be, but eventually they're just going to be really fucked. Right?
Hello, Kyle and Mauricio. Think
Yeah.
about
How
that.
long do you think Kyle and Amanda will last?
Oh gosh, I think this will be their final summer. Not this current season. I think 2024 will be their last summer. And I think that they'll probably make it till
A two-season breakup. Yeah.
Exactly. Yep, that's
Like
exactly
that,
how.
they'll start to crack this season and maybe they'll break up at the end of this upcoming season and then
Yep.
it'll play out in the following one.
Exactly. You
They're
see it.
also, they have to be smart enough to, I bet you they've had these conversations. They've probably talked about it exactly like we are right now. Like how
I
many
hope
seasons
so.
can we get out of this?
I hope so.
I'm so
I
cynical now with these shows.
It's been a lot. It's been very, very heavy. But Danny, this has been a light and a wonderful conversation. Tell everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. Tell everybody where they can find you.
My show is called Everything Iconic, so you can go listen to it. And I cover right now I'm covering Vanderpump Rules in the Valley. And so I'm having fun talking about those crazy shows. And in general, just let's have some fun with reality TV and know that it's reality TV and let's have some laughs and just infuse. I know we're talking about oftentimes dramatic situations, but like, let's infuse some fun. And that's what I like about the Valley right now, is I feel like it's new. Ooh. And it's like trashy, and it's like fulfilling that itch of like, the audience isn't taking it too seriously yet. And so it's fun to make fun of and laugh at. And I don't
For
know,
sure.
I'm having fun.
Yeah. Jesse is one of the worst human beings I've ever seen on television. And yet I'm ready for the next episode.
I feel like Jesse like really went on that show to be worse than Jax purposely. Like,
thank
I don't
you,
know.
Danny. Thank you.
I think he went into it being like, I'm going to just become a huge villain. And yeah. Not to say he's not villainous in real life, because only a demon would think that way. But I do think that he went into it being like, I'm going to be the worst fucking person. And it's happening.
I fully agree. When they saw that life coach, I'm like, oh, you don't want to be better. You want to be worse. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, again, Danny, thank you so much for joining, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me, Kara. Okay, we'll talk soon.
Bye.